AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Justice Department's watchdog will investigate how the department and its law enforcement agencies prepared for the Capitol attack and responded to it. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
That signals early concerns that the department's preparations and response were lacking. The review is likely to include an assessment of intelligence the department collected before and after the riot, and whether it was shared with other agencies, including the Capitol Police. The FBI has conceded one of its field offices had put together an internal bulletin warning of potential violence. Watchdogs at several agencies are conducting their own reviews, including inspectors general at the Pentagon and Homeland Security Department. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Security is being tightened at all state capitals, including Lansing in Michigan. Tim Waters is with the FBI.
There's been a lot of chatter out on social media. A lot of that's being reported through folks in the public. Who provide us tips on a daily basis, which we greatly need to do our job. So I thank you, and I encourage that to continue.
President-elect Joe Biden has picked former Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Dr. David Kessler to lead vaccine science in his drive to put 100 million shots into the arms of Americans in his administration's first 100 days.
This will be one of the most challenging operational efforts we have ever undertaken as a nation. We'll have to move heaven and earth to get more people vaccinated, to create more places for them to get vaccinated.
Retail sales fell for a third straight month as a surge in virus cases kept people away from stores during the holiday shopping season. The Pentagon says it has reached its goal of reducing the number of troops in Afghanistan to roughly 2,500, a drawdown that appears to violate a last-minute congressional prohibition on troop withdrawals. Stocks are pulling lower again on Wall Street after reports showed the pandemic is deepening the hole for the economy. This is AP News. An update on a story we told you about yesterday about a pigeon found in Australia who was traced to the United States. The pigeon, named Joe, after President-elect Joe Biden, was found in tough shape in Kevin Selly Bird's backyard in Melbourne, Australia. It was tagged.
And it showed up that it's American Racing Pigeon Union.
Traced to Oregon, about 8,000 miles away. Instead of being praised for the long journey, officials in Australia, like Acting Prime Minister Michael McCormick, talked about spreading disease and killing the pigeon.
But if Joe has come in a way that has not met our strict biosecurity measures, then bad luck, Joe. Either fly home or face the consequences.
Joe is getting a break. The American Racing Pigeon Union says his leg tag was a fake and he is likely an Australian pigeon, not a biosecurity risk.
Good luck, Joe.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.